How pleasant to know Mr. Lear, who has written such volumes of stuff. Some think him ill-tempered and queer, but a few think him pleasant enough. His mind is concrete and fastidious. His nose is remarkably big. His visage is more or less hideous. His beard, it resembles a wig. He has ears and two eyes and 10 fingers, leastways if you reckon 2 thumbs. Long ago he was one of the singers, but now he is one of the dumbs. He sits in a beautiful parlour with hundreds of books on the wall. He drinks a great deal of Marsala, but never gets tipsy at all. He has many friends, layman and clerical. Old Foss is the name of his cat. His body is perfectly spherical. He weareth a runcible hat. When he walks in a waterproof white, the children run after him so, calling out, "He's come out in his nightgown, that crazy old Englishman! He weeps by the side of the ocean. He weeps on the top of the hill. He purchases pancakes and lotion and chocolate shrimps from the mill. He reads, but he cannot speak Spanish. He cannot abide ginger beer. Ere the days of his pilgrimage vanish, how pleasant to know Mr. Lear.